Christmas parties are online. Go ahead, sir.
Who am I speaking to now?
Soon on KFXM, you'll hear in an exclusive interview with KFXM, Peter Best of the Beatles. Your questions will be answered. Why is he suing the Beatles? Why did he leave? How much money is involved in the suit?
Best, are you on the phone?
I am.
Keep listening to KFXM for the complete interview in its entirety.
How did you first get connected with the Beatles?
Well, the first time I
got... A KFXM exclusive at any moment on Fun Radio 59.
There he is, Mr. Pete Best of the Beatles, an exclusive on KFXM, and I can't do without you now.
KFXM!
13 minutes after 7 o'clock, as that interview continues, the question he will answer in less than 2 minutes, why are you suing the Beatles? The most interesting point comes up. Okay, now, as we continue the exclusive interviews with Best of the Beatles on KFXM, the third party you may hear is his East Coast promotion manager in New York City.
Basically, on what grounds are you suing number one, Ringo, and number two, Epstein?
I'm suing Ringo on the grounds that he quoted in the Playboy magazine. He said that I was addicted to funny little white pills, you know, which Marlon means if you interpret it, you know, that I'm a kind of dope addict or something like that. So, you know, I have to put that straight with him. And also I'm suing Brian Epstein and the John George Paul, you know, the Beatles, for breach of contract and partnership.
May I explain, Don?
Go on.
Best of the Beatles is still a Beatle, and his contract is still in effect.
Oh, I wasn't aware of this at all.
Oh, he certainly is. He's a Beatle, and as a matter of fact, has full title to the name Beatles, in that he initially was responsible for the name.
That's why your record is still Best of the Beatles.
Yes, just like Elliot of the radio station that you're with. He is a Beatle and has not been remunerated for having been a Beatle. He's responsible for approximately 25 hit records, including Love, Love Me Do, Please Mr. Postman, P.S. I Love You, and many, many others. And for this, he has not received any monies. Now, this is totally unfair and unjust. Now, what we seek to do over here is remedy this situation, and we seek to find justice and fair play. That's what we want out of this situation at this time. And also to clear the air as to the character assassination that has been perpetrated on Peter Best. I mean, this is all unfair, and we seek to rectify this. And we feel that the best way to do it is in a court of law.
You'll hear part five of that interview when we find out what Beatles songs he did with the Beatles. Where the best thing is happening. It's 23 minutes after 7 o'clock as we try to determine who's better, Best or Starr.
Wherever wheels are turning.
25 minutes after 7 o'clock, start of another double play on Much More Music 59. This is Otis Redding with Respect. Also going to tie into it, Pete Best and the Beatles with P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Love You.
This is Best of the Beatles. You're listening to the best in radio, KFXM.
Peter Best answers another exclusive interview question on KFXM right after Billy Joe Royal. Billy Joe Royal, I knew you when you were a Beatle the first time, a long time ago, originally there.
San Bernardino chapter.
Okay, exclusively this morning on the Don Elliott Show from KFXM as we continue these exclusive interviews with Best of the Beatles. Peter Best is speaking from Canada by a special three-way conference call hookup. The third party you may hear is his East Coast manager in New York. I asked Pete Best about other records he did.
What other songs do you have you done with the Beatles that we might know of that have been released so far?
Well, I've been on My Bunny, Ain't He Sweet, Cry for a Shadow, When.
Is that the one with Tony Sheridan, Cry for a Shadow?
Yeah, they were the ones, and, you know, the Beatles back Tony Sheridan, you know.
There are quite a few of them that are well-known to the American public and all over the world, just as butter and bread would be to anybody. The names of these songs are popular and well-known, and they do go far beyond what Peter just quoted to you.
There's more, much more, all day on KFXM, where the best thing is happening exclusively on Tiger Radio 59. Hermits, Hermits, right? Uh-huh. 18 before 8 o'clock, as we determined on 59 this morning. Who's better? Faster Star, huh? Huh? Continuing the exclusive interview on a three-way conference call hookup last night, I asked Mr. Dave Rolnick, the head of Mr. Maestro Records in New York City, what has been done in Peter's behalf?
Well, there have been certain actions instigated, or instituted, I beg your pardon, in England in behalf of Peter Best, those he discussed with you. In addition to that, there are other actions that are being drawn in New York City at this moment and will be served any day now in the other areas wherein offenses or unfair practices were taken against Peter Best.
Now, how long have you been working on this?
Well, as far as myself is concerned,
The suit, as far as Peter is concerned.
Well, the suit started in December, as I understand it, and it's been quite a lengthy situation, and this is not something that you go into just overnight. The total amount that's requested here in the United States is in the amount of $45 million. We feel that a minimum of $45 million is the damage that has been done to Peter Best. And this is what we're seeking here in the United States, in addition to other actions that have been taken and other remedies that we seek in Europe and other countries. So there are quite a few actions. There isn't just one. There are a lot of actions that are being planned, and there are actions that have already been put in effect.
Ladies and gentlemen, the defendants.
Help! I need somebody.
This is Best of the People. For the best in radio, listen to KFXM, San Bernardino and Riverside, California.
Here's three in a row on the Don Elliott Show. 7 after 8 o'clock. Best of the Beatles interview in the next 5 minutes.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock on the Don Elliott Show.
This is Best of the Beatles speaking. I'd just like to thank everyone, including Don Elliott, Al Anthony, Jim Conniff, Barry Boyd, Ian Gleason, Rick Anderson, on our fabulous radio station, KFXM. And believe you me, for the best in radio, it's definitely KFXM, San Bernardino, Riverside, California.
Peter, you are too wild for words, just out of sight here, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Some of the next questions that will be asked are about his new records. Would he rather have the $45 million or be the drummer again with the Beatles? And we'll find out how we can correspond with Peter Best. And once again, Peter Best thanks KFXM to wind up the interview. All on 59 exclusively this morning.
All good things must end.
We'll get back to the voice of Peter Best himself in the next interview. Right now, as we continue the exclusive interviews with Best of the Beatles, the third party, which you heard in the earlier interviews, is his East Coast manager. I asked him about new records.
Well, he has one album that will be issued very shortly, and that is on the Casual Record label. From that album, one of the singles you have over there, I understand you fellas have been playing it pretty well, and we do appreciate that. That's the song I Can't Do Without You Now. That is coming out on the Casual Record label. However, the single has been issued on the Mr. Maestro Record label. On the Mr. Maestro Record label, there will be other albums released within the very near future as well.
There'll be much more all day on KFXM, where the best thing is happening exclusively on 59. Here's that big record now.
Oh, they say you found another. Is it true?
Okay, it's now 17 minutes before 9 o'clock on the KFXM Don Elliott Show, exclusively as we continue the interviews with Best of the Beatles. I asked him last evening if he would rather have the $45 million or be the drummer with the Beatles once again. Here was his reply.
Hello, Pete.
Yes?
Do you think you'd rather be the Beatles drummer again now if you had a choice, or have the $45 million you're suing for?
Well, it's not a case of being the Beatles drummer. I think that, you know, it's been too lengthy a period for me to sort of step into Ringo's shoes again, like he stepped into mine.
That's right. You just want what's due you, right?
That's pretty much the story. We just want what's rightfully ours, and we seek only what is due us, and that's it.
There's more, much more all day on KFXM, where the best thing is happening. I Can't Do Without You Now. Here it is. Well, that's the record that received your thumbs-up vote yesterday afternoon on the Barry Boyd Show on his Put Up, Put Down feature. Yesterday afternoon, it was 6-1 to put up the Peter Best record, and we'll see what happens this afternoon on the Barry Boyd Show. It's 13 before 9 o'clock right now. Beatle Gold is next.
This is Best of the Beatles. For the best in radio, listen to KFXM, San Bernardino and Riverside, California.
Pete, you're all right. You're on the fun list. As these interviews continue exclusively on KFXM Radio 59 in San Bernardino, Riverside, you'll hear a little bit later how you can correspond with Peter Best of the Beatles. I would like to repeat something here. This is an exclusive interview to KFXM. What you are hearing is about a half an hour interview condensed and broken down into the pieces of the questions that you have asked yesterday that you wanted me to relay to Peter Best and ask. And these are being relayed to you throughout the day on KFXM. And I will repeat again, it is an exclusive to KFXM. I mentioned it yesterday, as other stations have tried to contact them and have been refused. So I will save you the trouble once again. You'll have the record in a few days, but it will be released on the West Coast also. Okay, when I spoke with Peter Best in Canada and Dave Rolnick, the head of Mr. Maestro Records in New York, on a special three-way hookup conference call, among the many questions that I asked for you were included, how can we correspond with Peter Best? Here is Dave Rolnick in New York.
And as to any of the listeners out there who want to correspond with Peter Best here in New York City, they can write to us. That's Best of the Beatles, 401-1733 Broadway, New York City. That's Best of the Beatles, Suite 401-1733 Broadway, New York City. We'll have an opportunity to personally thank them and thank you as well for playing the record and trying to show everybody out there what the true picture is.
Keep it on 59. All right, now to recap the entire thing here, the interview is exclusively granted to KFXM. We're with Peter Best in Canada, speaking from Ontario, and Dave Rolnick, the head of the record company, Mr. Maestro, in New York City, was the third voice heard on many of the interview on tape there. I've divided it into 10 sections for you because of the questions that you asked yesterday morning. You wanted me to relay to them. We covered a little bit of his biographical life, why he left, why he is suing, the other songs that he has heard on, other songs that he played drums on, also the new records out, and the amount of the suit, of course, is $45 million. And we found out how to correspond with Peter Best. We'll recap that later, and the interviews will be heard throughout the day on KFXM. Now, it was quite an informal thing last night, the way it all started out, but it ended up into a half-hour telephone conversation, and this is why I've chopped them into these usable pieces for you to hear. Here's how it was wrapped up, as Peter Best thanks you.
Well, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with joy to think, you know, that I've turned out like that. And I'd like to thank everybody that's concerned, but, you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know, just jumping for joy type of thing.
Well, I think we've answered the question, who's best?
Okay.
On KFXM, where the best thing is happening exclusively. Tita, you knocked me out, you old thing, you. Sing it.
Well, they say you found another. Is it true? They say
this is Best of the Beatles. For the best in radio, listen to KFXM, San Bernardino and Riverside, California.
KFXM.